Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. You think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those Sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC to hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folks' face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS one moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do you think
they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. Decent spirit, these very rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me, bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame. But we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn early? Oh, the grand
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony. Oh, let our rejoice and rise high. Love has a door to see.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. What's going on, everybody? I'm walking the streets right now, so let me make sure my little producer, JG's in the studio handling my little harp for me. So, hey, Joe Gay, if you can, play that one song because, you know, we in this joint by ourselves. Maybe everybody might come check us out, but let's hit it.
Man, this was crazy, man. It's like my life story right here.
For hours as I play guitar, yo, sing my song up on the radio while she was in her car, yo. Her interest would grow. She came to my show. She knew every note, each line that I wrote. Oh, oh, oh. Suddenly she was in love. In time I met this little girl, was attracted to her ways, yo. What took years for some couples to build, for us it's just a day, yo. So as time went on, I wrote her more songs, not knowing that songs would soon come along. Leaving me in pain, no.
Show must go on.
Show must go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, holding on, got so never really knew my song. Find love tomorrow, hoping it don't follow the path I've been lost on too many times.
Show my
must go on, unfortunately. Okay, everybody, flying solo now. Thank you, Joe Gabe, for holding it down while I was making my quick move. It's What's Going On Wednesday. I thought I had a guest lined up, but I ain't got one. I think I had a guest I had for this Wednesday, scheduled for next Wednesday. And I thought I had a guest yesterday, too. So those people I supposed to had on, I'm going to reschedule you all for again at another time. So what's going on Wednesday? What's really going on Wednesday, everybody? We got mayhem. We got riots. We got chaos everywhere. We got in Anaheim mayhem. Now, this broke. Everybody is just not reporting this now. I think last week I reported on the Underground Network about protesters clashing out in Anaheim. Well, I might mention a little bit about it. I didn't get back into it, but it's been going on for 4 days. You got mobs smashing windows, setting fires. The story kind of reminded me of the, what's the name of that movie, Who Sat by the Door, when the revolution jumped off, and so I guess they was chasing some drug dealer through the alley or some pimp or a hustler through the alley, you know, a good guy in the neighborhood, what have you, and the cops shot him. Everybody got out, riots started coming out. Then all of a sudden, the dogs got loose, and then it was riots in the street for a couple of days. Well, that same scene played out in Anaheim. Now, it's difficult to say if it's black, white, Puerto Rican essays, but that's a lot of Mexicans and Latinos in the area, but it's a mixed, diverse neighborhood. So I'm going to dove in deep to the story and see, you know, what's going on. And it's going on in Dallas also. Angry crowd confronts a mob off in Dallas. Now, here we got Dallas and Anaheim. We got the East and the South locked in total chaos and turmoil. You know, what's really going on with our society up and down now, you know? I'm having a little solar flare trouble internet. Let me go to a quick Organa Gold commercial, and I'm going to come back with today's topic. And it's not self-destruction, everybody.
Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is one of the main distributors of the Organo Gold Coffee. It gives natural energy delivered right to your doorstep. If you want to order your coffee today, contact Shauna at 601-918-2079 or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
Yeah. Yes, and again, there is another there is another zombie attack. A man was found butt naked in the street, and when the cops went to check him out, he just jumped up and started beating the cops down and smashing their windows with his fist. that's wild. People, what is really going on out here in America, not only America, in the world? You know, you got all of a sudden Chavez is the enemy of America, then Obama says Chavez is not a threat. You got everybody saying we're not going to go to war in Damascus, yet Damascus is in full total chaos and war. We got the Olympics coming up, and will the world join together for 18 days in harmony? You got a bunch of people complaining that there's too many drones clogging up the airspace over Somalia. You know, all while Somalia is under the covert war that we have over there. They're complaining that the drones are just clogging up the airspace. You know, it's hard to get planes in and out of there. You know, what was it? 5 women rape a man to death. That's a shock. Check this out. We're going to be dealing with a whole bunch of topics like that. And the most important discussion I want to have today is, are black people, are black Americans afraid to say that they're going to vote for Obama because he's black? Do you feel that speaking that you are afraid and that you're going to vote for Obama because he's black, does that make it seem as if there's something wrong with it? Now, if you heard my last conversation I was discussing with Dana and her lovely ladies over there in D.C., majority of them said that they were not voting, they're black, that they was not voting voting for Obama because he was black, because of the good job that he was doing. Now, I can understand that, you know. So then I guess I posed a question to them. What did they vote for Jesse Jackson in 88? A lot of people didn't vote for Jesse because they didn't want to waste their vote, like in 84. So it's funny that a lot of black people did not vote for Jesse because he was black, and they didn't want to say I'm voting for him because he's black. And now you have black people that saying, they're saying that they're voting for Obama not because he's black, because he's doing a good job. And let's be real. When it comes down to it, it's going to go down to because he's black. But I want to deal with that topic right now. I'm going to wait till Dana and her little crew get back on the phone. And when they call up, I'm going to handle that on that note. Because it seems as if that, let me be honest with you. I'll be real. I was an avid, staunch Obama supporter, like the most of my callers be calling in here. Blindly, fiercely blind, leave falling Obama. Now, I don't like how he played Reverend Wright. Now, most people might disagree with Reverend Wright's preaching or ministering or what he was doing to the Obama campaign. Now, I ain't got no problem with what Reverend Wright says, like I ain't got no problem with Farrakhan says. Like, a lot of white politicians have go to a lot of nation-building ministry about their nationality or national-building ministry. So I ain't going to trip on them because, you know, they want to keep their numbers up. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not even trying to put that in the topic. But the point I'm trying to say is that it's because he was black. That's why I ran with Obama. I rolled with him against Hillary. So my black folks didn't want to mess with him. They rode with Hillary because they didn't think a black man was going to make it. But at this time, in my lifetime, I rode with him because he was black, and I wanted to tell my children that a black man can achieve high aspirations. A black man can make high accomplishments in his lifetime. There's nothing that a black man cannot do here in America, given that he is properly trained and well-qualified and vouched for. But that being said, a lot of black folks didn't mess with him because he was black, and a black man couldn't do it. And those same people are jumping on the Obama bandwagon and still saying the same thing. It's not because he's black. But yet they always get their hair in a frenzy when someone white challenges him or says anything negative to him. The first thing they do is grab the racial card. And they saying because they are white, that's why they're saying that, and they're racist. And they're not going to vote for Obama because he's black, knowing that most white Americans voted for Obama in this election. A lot of white Republicans also. But it's funny how people's loyalties are. We'll be dealing with that, what's going on around the world, America, and on what your calls may be. I'm going to try to get Sean MacDaddy Ross on him. I'm supposed to have him for the rest of this week. I think his birthday is Thursday. Big shout out to MacDaddy. Let me do what I do every time at the half an hour. Here we go, Dorothy.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. One, two, three, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
Radio 347-838-9825 is our call-in number, 347-838-9825. Sometimes I got to check if my mic is on. Difficult to hear sometimes. Now check this out. We are in Waterford Township, Michigan. WXYZ TV reporting a 17-year-old man has been charged with two felonies after altercation with police that began when he's found laying complete right. Guy, Dan, if you're listening, found laying completely nude in the middle of the street. This incident happened on the 1400 block of Easton on Friday, July 20th. Officers say that when they arrived on the scene and attempted to speak to Nicholas Halvarius or Javier is H-A-V-I-A-R-A-S, Javieris, I'm going to pronounce his name right. He began to agitate, he became agitated and began pounding on the hood of the police officer's car. Police says Nichols then jumped on the hood of the car and shattered the window with his fist. Now, y'all got to know how hard windows are. You know, now this man shattered the window with his fist. Officers said they needed tasers to get Javieris, or the victim, under control. He was then arrested without further incidents. Witnesses at the scene told the police officer Javieris was on drugs. He said he later admitted to taking drugs. Halvis has been arraigned on a court and one count of resisting, obstructing police, and one count of malicious destruction of property. He's locked up in Oakland County Jail for $25,000 cash bond. What's going on, everybody? Can we live in a normal society while all these atrocities happen? Is it unlike the days of Noah? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, let's go to Anaheim for a minute. Let's go to Anaheim, California. You got 20 arrested, 5 injured. All right. Within more than 20 people arrested, police reporters get the door, Mitra. Police reported restoring order Wednesday morning after a fourth day of clashes between officers and protesters. Angry over two fatal officers involved in a shooting in Anaheim last week. At least 5 people were reported hurt in the unrest, with crowds setting fire, smashing windows, and throwing rocks at other projectiles at officers in riot gear who fired non-lethal rounds at the demonstrators refusing to disperse. One person was taken to the hospital after being struck in the head with pepper balls fired by police. Two registered reporters were injured. One was hit in the head with a rock, and the other was hit in the foot with a projectile. Both will get medical attention today. A police officer suffered a minor arm injury, and Sergeant Bob Dunn, Anaheim Police spokesman, said additionally, one person was injured during the fight amongst protesters. Police battled pockets of unrest in downtown Anaheim late Tuesday night, hours after a large crowd attempted to get inside the city hall, broke into a violent protest. About 20 minutes before Tuesday's 5 p.m. city council meeting, a 200-strong crowd tried to get inside the packed city hall. They were rebuffed by police officers who cited fire standards and would not let anyone else in the crowded council chambers, where the council had its regular meeting and talked about what the crowd was upset about. 2 police shootings over the weekend. 6 officers blocked City Hall's entrance while the crowd gathered around and hurled obscenities. Somebody's coming in the little studio. Oh, one second. Sorry about that, people. My computer went down. I can come back. Okay, it's back up, everybody. Okay. 6 officers blocked the City Hall entrance while the crowd gathered around and hurled obscenities as the crowd pressed closer. Officers with helmets and batons came out of the front door and pushed the protesters back, angering them. After several minutes, some protesters called for everyone to hit the streets. For the next 5 hours plus, a tug-of-war between protesters and police persisted. The crowd marched along Anaheim Boulevard to Lincoln Avenue, going to the streets and blocking traffic. Some pounded traffic signs and poured trash cans into the street, while others pulled back the cans. One man with a bullhorn shouted how the protesters were to be peaceful. a boy spray painted a utility box, some protest scrap, sand from flower beds, and a traffic cone, and threw them at officers. It's not, so far, it's not seemed like one of these crazy, enraged protests. It seemed like a bunch of angry people mad at the fact that someone got a shot at. It's a very long, lengthy argument. I thought this was going to go into about what triggered out the original riot, but what they're talking about is what happened today, excuse me, yesterday in City Hall. I was trying to bring up what caused the whole riot, and what caused the whole riot was the back-to-back shootings that happened. What happened was this. Tim Pool, independent journalist who goes by the name of Tim Cass of Unstream and Twitter, did a live cast from the Anaheim protest. On his webcast, at least 6 fires could be seen within about 45 minutes. These fires were in trash bins, on the side of roads, and alleys, inside garbage cans, which melted. He also witnessed a woman being struck in the legs. Poole stayed behind the police lines for most of the night, but when he veered out, he was fired upon with pepper balls and impact round, despite showing press pass. He said as of 10:35 p.m., he was unable to get back to the action. Earlier in the day, Anaheim Police Association said the Anaheim officer who fired the fatal shot at an unarmed man that last Friday, saw some kind of object in the man's waistband and feared it was a weapon. The association accounts and a $50 million lawsuit filed by the man's mother offers new detail about the shooting that killed 25-year-old Manuel Angel Diaz. So I guess he's a Spanish variety now. An attorney for Diaz's mother said he was shot in the back, then fell to his knees, and then shot in the head. Police have described Diaz as a known gang member and said they fled on foot down the residential alleyway when officers approached him Saturday afternoon. They had declined to speak to anyone to account more about the details that were led to the shooting. The next day, an Anaheim gang official shot and killed another man, Joel Matthews Alvedito, 21, in an unrelated incident. Police also described Alvedito as a known gang member and said he opened fire on officers during foot chase. The back-to-back shootings have sparked several demonstrations. The community is scared and angry, said Jonah Sosa, who helped organize Tuesday's protests. We don't want violence. We just want those people in City Hall to know things have to change. Diaz was taken with friends and police confronted them alone, according to an attorney representing Diaz's mother in a lawsuit against the city. All three ran and two officers chased Diaz. Attorney Dana Douglas said in a statement, one of the officers had recognized Diaz, a known gang member, and saw him holding a concealed object in his waistband with both hands, according to the police association. He ignored the orders to stop running, then pulled the object from the waistband and turned toward the officers, the association said, and you know the rest. So what's going to happen in Anaheim? Are these going to be peaceful riots right here? Or is this going to be what's going to set off the hot, hot summer of discontent? Are we going to be in a, a new civil rights for justice movement with the Hispanics coming over the border and demanding rights? Are the Hispanics, is being Hispanic the new black? Are police officers taking targets at Hispanics? Do Hispanics feel that the same by where they have peaceful protests like the blacks in the 60s, like we did in the 60s? Or are we going to see a new if y'all see the shots of these cops just eagerly just lined up going pop, pop, like target practice. Yeah, they're shooting rubber bullets, and yeah, they're shooting pepper ball sprays, but I believe he's really trying to hit somebody in the head. But is this going to be the summer of that? How long will this spread out? Is there another message at hand? Are they trying to make division? There's a whole lot you can say about that one little statement, you know. It's a whole lot. 347, everybody, 838-9825 is the number. Call in. Be back in a minute. is going down to Anaheim to quell the riots. Kind of reminiscent of Bobby Kennedy going down there to take care of the situations down there. But again, it's everywhere. It's even in Dallas. It's even in Dallas. Right. Matter of fact, it's going to hit Chicago when these people at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A kiss in. I'm gonna deal with that in a minute. Let me go on this the crowd in Dallas. This is Dallas situation. It says an angry crowd confronts police after suspect shooting. Now, this is Dallas. Jasper Harper. Police shot and killed a man in South Dallas on Tuesday, promoting a tense situation with hundreds of angry, emotional neighbors. The shooting happened about 5:30 p.m. at a known drug house in the 5300 block of Borquin Street. While according to the Dallas Police Chief David Brown, police were responding to a kidnapping call. Brown said four suspects fled the house via various means, including by breaking windows. He said officers saw a gun on the table in the house and that crack cocaine was also present. According to Brown, eight-year DPD, I guess it's Dallas Police Department, veteran officer Brian Rodwin chased James Harper, that's the guy that's on the suspect shooting, fighting the suspect three times. Rodwin was losing the fight and was exhausted when, according to Brown, Harper said, "You're going to have to kill me," what Harper said. Rowan feared for his life and fairly shot Harper, Brown said. Oh, my God. Word of the shooting quickly spread throughout the neighborhood as family members and the curious rushed to the scene, eventually amassing in the hundreds and prompting police to call for an additional crowd control, including SWAT. In fact, officers armed with pepper ball guns and shields forcing the crowds back amid reports and people trying to cut through fences to gain access to the shooting scene. Slain man, mother, and an enraged father confronted police and media at the scene. Both said the 31-year-old son was unarmed and fleeing police when he was shot in the back. Why do you always get shot in the back? How can a cop justify shooting somebody in the back? You know? Can't even hold a man over. No reason for shooting like a dog. If he's running away from them, ain't no reason James White to be shot. James White said. However, Brown downplayed that possibility. We don't believe any of the family members witnessed anything, Brown said, adding that family members make similar claims on almost every shooting. Well, these people, I want to please see black. I got to check that out. Every shooting, boy, that is straight funny. Okay, he said he thought Harper might have been shot in the abdomen and in hand. Still, the chief admitted that several questions remain and that Harper might not have been armed when he was killed. We're also not able to find a gun that Mr. Harper possessed, Brown said. We do not have a gun. Here we go, everybody. The chief also said he was not certain that any of the responding officers, including Roden, were ever fired upon. According to Brown, Harper has a lengthy crime record that includes multiple charges of drug possession and manufacturing, assault, evading arrest, and more. A second unidentified suspect was also arrested, Brown said. No officer was injured. Immediately following the shooting and throughout most of the evening, a chaotic crowd swelled, diminished, and regrouped. At one point, a fight seemed to break out. Brown said much of the drama could be due to a family feud in the neighborhood. In fact, he said, 911 call initiated it drew police to the scene, which was likely bogus. And the incident sparked from that. They never talk about the kidnapping, though. Was the man killed outside Dallas store? another incident about a man being killed at Dallas store. I ain't gonna read that. But, and the police chief is black. So, point I'm saying, we have two riot incidents with the police killing innocent civilians. Well, I'm not gonna say the innocent civilians until things are being proved. But you got two riots breaking out in these hot spots. One hot spot we got is in Dallas. You know it's hot in Dallas. And the other hot spot is over there in Anaheim, California. And y'all know it's hot out there in California. You know, so all I'm saying is people. We do not need to have all these people dying out in this hot-baked sun. You know, let me get some new, matter of fact, I about to say, let me get some new Kanye. Crack this up because it's too hot out there. But let me go to the song that's climbing up our charts right now. And this is Coolin' by Mae Mogul. My man Braille, be real all your life.
We gonna take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Braille, cool. Check it out. Goes like this.
Wow.
Come on.
Way back in 96, when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench, he told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck the game up depending how I put it in. Just stay on your pen, never chase a chick, and always stay focused to hustle out the trench. And if you do a little sin, say a prayer for repent, cause that's how it is when you're growing up in Quill. I'm from the place with the $7 haircut, fresh fit, put together dope when it's paired up. The place where little niggas really ain't scared much, probably on the block right now with a prepared Dutch. But they mind right for the double up, they keep that nine tucked tight cause they don't knuckle up. But when they see Braille, they yell, what the fuck is up? And I'm coolin' it, then you can catch me
coolin' with my head in the sky. Now looking at a watch, you can tell us by the time. I'm coolin', cause you can't let me pass you by. You can catch me coolin' with my head in the ceiling. Out here on the street chasing millions. Catch me coolin', cause you can't let me catch you by.
Now a little older, baby mama drama, and they say she trippin' cause Braille with a different girl. But you know what's funny? That girl was Kelly Bundy, and I'm Dwayne Wayne from a different world. I thought she loved me, but it got ugly. I moved on, but she turned to be the same girl. 5 years later, chillin' at the crib. Now 4 kids, coolin' with my only girl. I know it gets rocky like Colorado, but if you make it through that storm, homie, I bravo. We out here, ka-ching that, I live by those models. Probably in the VIP with a bunch of models. Rosé bottles, nah, I did that. I'm trying to find a way to put my city on the map. Sold out shows where they yell Braille Mac, cause I get down like that.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time. I'm
they say the world ends, so now they got the whole world in a whirlwind. But I'm prepared, never scared with my girlfriend. All black, militant, sipping Pearl Gin. On my grown man, savvy like Earl Flynn. So when I walk by, all you hear is narrow wind. They say that boy Cole still in his black tee with diamond cuts in his mold. Outcast in my tape deck, half a stick, cause I ain't even take it to the face yet. I light it up, then glide in my space jet. I'm so winning, it's like I'm in a lace plant. I'm worth millions, damn, that's a great check. What a mind to protect it like great sex. I got this game in the glove like Apex. I drop now and I ain't even got it to you yet.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about time. I'm coolin'.
Just cool out, everybody. Just cool out. I mean, the whole world should just cool out. You know, I mean, like, for instance, what sense does it make for us to be over in Syria, a.k.a. Damascus? I mean, seriously. Now, me being a follower of the Most High, child of the Most High, trying to do the Most High bidding on this planet, not trying to run everybody's face, man. And listen to his words, I should be happy and rejoice of all the chaotic stuff that's going on in the world. But to sound like that, you might sound devilish by saying, yeah, yeah, all this world, all these wars, rumors of wars, war in Damascus. Well, I want all these things to come, like in the days of Noah, because the Son of Man is coming. The end of a new age, the end of one age and the beginning of another age, dawn of another age, you know. But my heart weeps in sorrow for all the death and destruction that's happening right now, all the unnecessary loss of life. Even though people are being shot in Chicago, the president needs to make a statement, people are being shot everywhere. You know, flags are half-staff for the citizens of Colorado, but they should be for the sisters in Chi-Town. Every loss of life is precious. You know, every loss of life is precious, but everybody should just cool out, especially in Dallas. You know, if they hate to say it now, if that gentleman was wrong, cops should not have took his life. I'm with that. But who am I to say you can't ride over somebody that's even if he's a scoundrel or if he's a great man? Because every life is precious, you know. Well, check this out. I got my girl Dana just checking in. What's going on, Dana? How you doing? I'm glad you called in this hour. I'm glad you called in because I hope you get in for the 9 o'clock spot because I catered my last hour show to you and your people that's talking that crap before I had 6 minutes ago on the show. And what I was wanting to know was this. Let me know. I wanted to know are black people, are black Democrats, are black America scared to say that they're going to vote for Obama because he's black, because that makes it polarizing?
Absolutely not.
I'm just saying go ahead.
Absolutely not. I can proudly say, as a black American, as African American, I can proudly say that I'm voting for President Obama. But I would also like to state that my vote for him has nothing to do with the fact that he's black. And it has everything to do with the fact that he has been handling his business and running this country.
Okay, Dana, if he wasn't handling his business and wasn't running the country, would you vote for him again?
If he was not handling his business and he was not handling this country, running this country well, absolutely I would not vote for him.
So
you got to remember now, President Obama is the first black president. So for more than 20 years, I've been voting. More than 20 years, I've been voting. And so that means one time he got my vote. And now, despite the fact that I've been voting for more than 20 years, all of a sudden, because I voted for him, that means it's because he's black. Absolutely not. I'm voting for him because he handles his business and he handles it well.
So and your answer, your defense was, if he was not handling his business, if he was not doing all these things that you were excited for, when November election come up, you would not have voted for him. You would probably have voted for the next guy because the next guy might have did a better job. Is that you trying to say that? Would you say that? Would that be fair?
No, I can't. You can't guess. And there's no way.
You can't guess
and say, because if that's the case, then we know one of the presidents who was in there for 8 years should have been gone a long time ago, right? If we're talking
Bill
about
Clinton?
Who did not handle their business and didn't do it well.
Talking about Bill Clinton, right?
I'm not talking about Bill Clinton.
Okay, because people could have said, you know, hey, Bill Clinton messed up because all, you know, blacks at the jail, he getting hit, lying to Congress. Welfare get cut off. Blacks getting the free strikes you out. Everybody can say the same thing about Bill Clinton.
No.
I'm just saying 8 years. I'm just saying 8 years.
It's
no,
has everything to do with President Bush. President
but no,
Bush
what I'm saying is this.
Billions and billions of dollars.
We cannot sit here and talk about the past. All I'm saying is.
You brought up the past. You brought it up.
Oh, well, I was trying to bring this.
Don't
okay. Agree.
Don't try to discount the fact that President Bush threw the country into a recession.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen.
I should say he shot us and he cannonballed us.
Okay, that's good. Dana, that's good to say why he beat Democrats. Dana. Okay, good argument, good way to beat it down to the ground. But still, the point I'm saying is, you said this, that if Barack Obama was not doing the things that you said he was doing, you would not vote for him.
Right, that's right. But if was a
now, I'm telling you this, Dana.
I can't speculate on him not running this country because he's been handling
no,
his
no,
business.
No, it's not about speculating. You think I'm going one way? So let me just switch it around to you. Let me show you where I'm going. I'll vote
okay.
for his ass. I would. You know why, Dana? Because he's black. Straight the fuck up.
Well, I'm
not.
Vote for him
no, Dana. I'm being real with
you.
No, Dana. I'm being real with you right now.
Let me say
no,
you
Dana. See, no.
Me.
That's why.
You cannot carry
Dana.
Me to the polls for Herman Cain.
No, Dana. No, Dana. I'm not even going that way, Dana. Dana. I'm not going that way. I'm not going in that direction. I'm not even going in that direction. I'm not even going on Republican side. I'm going on because I know this for a fact. That it's funny you say that, Dana, the Herman Cain part and the Condoleezza Rice part and everybody else part. See, I wasn't going that direction.
I was right. Okay,
Dana, you just proved my fact. No, so you just proved the point. You just proved the point that even though I was not trying to make a point, I wasn't trying to make a point because, like you said, if Herman Cain was in the race and a white man was in the race, the point of the matter is you might go for the white man over the black man.
Right, because
right.
Herman Cain
Dana, I'm not even saying. I mean, people could say the same thing about Barack Obama before he became a president candidate. He's just got in the Senate for 2 years, ran for office, and he did nothing either. You can argue about the same about Barack, but I'm not even playing that game. The game I'm going to say is this, and it's being answered. My question is being answered before I even ask it. My statement. The point I said is, listen, I voted for Barack Obama. Why? Because he's black. Check it out. I voted for Jesse Jackson in 88. Why? Because he's black. I wish I had a chance to vote for him in 84. You see, because honestly, I am black. I'm pro-black, and I believe in the promotion of African Americans, even though you hear me on this radio station pointing out faults, saying why not this, why not, because I can do that. See, it's not, he's doing a great job. No, it's about the advancement of my people. And when my people get the advancement and can get a chance to push the ball or push the flag or push the agenda forward, then I'm with the pushing the agenda forward. It just trips me out that blacks can't say, yeah, I vote for him because he's black. Yeah. Comes out with a black card.
Because voting for him because he's black.
No, Dana.
People
voted for him because he's black.
That's a coincidence, Jimmy.
It was not a coincidence when he won the election that a black man. Go on, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
These black people have been voting for what? How many? About 50 years, 40 years?
Right, and Dana.
So that means that now all of a sudden when we go out and vote, is because the man is black? Come on.
I'm not saying that, Dana. Why can't we be voting for him
because he is handling his business?
Hey, Dana, the argument you said.
He is proven.
Dana, good.
If you want to say
handling his business, you can say proven it. You can ride that out the whole night long. I see you're going to say that all night long.
Who else caught Bin Laden? Who did it? How many people bought their guns while the United States was bombed? And they
see,
did that in this office.
I'm not doing an Obama commercial here and laying out things that he did. Hey, Dana, how about this, Dana? Let me give you a feather in your cap. Let me give you a feather in your cap so you can stop talking this Osama Bin Laden shit. Why'd you say he found a cure for AIDS? AIDS is no longer a threat.
Did you
see,
just
people ain't talking about that. No, no, CP, no. YC, Dana, you going on the past. There's been so much stuff that Obama has did that's
but
more positive that people are not even getting
the
credit for. I'm not even going on, Dana, Dana, I'm not going on that. I'm trying to make a black point here. I'm not trying to make a presidential commercial here. I'm not going to say what Obama didn't do or what he did do. I mean, right now, black America should applaud the fact that there's a cure for AIDS, and AIDS will not kill nobody else no more because they found the cure a couple weeks ago, and they just talk about it now. But we're not going to deal with that. I mean, I'm not going to deal with all the
conversations.
What I'm trying to say is, no, I want to see, I want to see, have the mind of the black enlightened individual, have it changed. Or is it still the same? Now, hearing your point of view, I see it's still the same. Of course, see, blacks will not go out on a limb because they're black. I'm rolling with it. That's been for years. A black person will always come up and say, "Now I do because he's black." No, I mean, I do because he's qualified. Black people are scared to say, "I'm rolling with him because he's black," off top. They're scared to even come out their mouth.
Because
no,
the
I mean,
qualifications have overshadowed anything else.
Okay, how about this, Dana? Was Condoleezza Rice qualified to be in the position that she was in?
Thank you. You said, say again?
Was Condoleezza Rice qualified to be in the position that she was in?
Well, apparently, President Bush felt that she was qualified.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you. She did a good job. But it has nothing to do with
you.
Being black.
I'm not talking about president. You said qualifications. I'm throwing stuff out there off top. I'm just throwing stuff out there. This has nothing to do with presidential run because I'm so glad that Condoleezza Rice ain't going to take the vice president role because to hear how many blacks are going to shit on her and call her out and just run a rough shot when Condoleezza Rice can do the same thing for black women, black little girls that Barack Obama did for black men and black little boys. Mm-hmm. I raise their esteem, but you don't get shut down by black folks.
Okay, Jimmy, here's my question. Why is it that once, and this is, I'll tell you, and this is also a problem, I think, not just with President Obama. This is a problem with our society, okay? The
right.
moment
I'm
black
on Obama, right, go ahead.
Then they try to pretend like it's because we're black that we did it. Black people have struggled. Black people have made strides. Black people have worked hard for years and years and years and years, and now finally when there's one black president. Because they're black, and it's wrong. Let me tell you, I've been voting for more than 20 years. Like I said, and Herman Cain, if he was in office, I would rather not vote than to vote for him.
Dana, what I'm saying is this. That's all I want to know because
Jimmy, I got
to
question.
What I'm trying to say is
another listener. There's another listener.
Okay, Dana, the point I was trying to say is... Okay, hold on. I answered the question, but the point I was trying to make, let me make my point, that black people will not vote for black people because they're black, point blank. People think black folks stick together. No, people think black folks stick together, but we don't stick together. We don't. That's what I'm trying to make. What I'm trying to say is, are black people scared to say that I'm rolling with this person because they're black? Are we scared to say that? I guess evidently people say, no, people come out with many reasons not to go for the person because he's black. Not because I'm black and he's black. No, I mean, not me. You know, he may be black and I'm black. We don't think alike. We ain't acting like, I'm going with the other person. Instead of advancing the black cause and making, everybody want to say, when a black man going to do this, when a black person going to do that, when somebody black come up, because he's black, I don't know. No. Instead of saying, yeah, he's black, I'm putting him in because we run the world now. That's what I'm looking at, but I know black folks.
Thought processes like that is what keeps us from being placed in management positions because for some reason people think that once we get into a certain position, because a person is black, that automatically makes them qualified. And that's
Dana,
the
our history keeps us out of positions
because people have this misperception that because of the color of our skin, that means that we don't have ability. So,
well, Dana, not really, because it's black. It's black. Dana,
it has nothing to do with this man being black.
You're speaking across the board. All I'm saying is this: I don't give a fuck what society thinks. All I'm saying is black people are too scared to say, I'm rolling with the guy because he's black in front of society, because they don't want society to think that all blacks stick together. So right now we're trying to prove a point that we don't roll with nobody because they black. And we have put out all type of examples how I didn't go because him, I didn't mess with him because he was black. I went with the white guy. Oh, I didn't go for him. No, master. I didn't go for him because he's black, master. I went with the white guy, master. Oh, no, master. I don't go because he's black, master. I think different, master.
Because
he's black, master. I got to roll with the master. What I'm trying to say is, this, Dana. Are blacks scared to say I'm down with him because he's black? Off top. Not qualification.
No,
not qualification.
No,
I'm going on lightness. I'm going on lightness.
I have no idea if black people are afraid to say that they are going to vote for the president because he's black.
Not the president. No, not the president. No,
exactly.
Dana. Not
like.
Obama,
exactly.
Dana.
It has nothing to do with trying to make society.
Ain't nobody hearing that, Dana. You blew room. Because you try. I'm sorry. You blew room. I'm not saying nothing about Obama. This, you're torn around. You think I'm trying to do a Republican stand and say don't vote for Obama. You're in the wrong ballpark, Dana. All I'm talking about, let's go on a governor. Let's go on a senator. Let's go on, let's say governor, senator, congressman. Let's go on any black run against somebody white in any position. Ain't got to be president in any position. Dog catcher, street sweeper, sanitation worker. Black going against white, you would say, well, let me see what's qualified for. Well, I'm going to go against the white man. He seemed a little qualified for the black guy, and I'm going to go with him. Even though the black guy, you know, well, no, he's a street sweeper. Well, he's a good sanitation worker. The white guy gave me a better speech. Oh, let me see. Well, the black guy can be the first black governor, but, well, no, this white governor might be doing a better job because the black governor ain't qualified for. Because us blacks, we don't roll with each other because we're black. Or, see, you only on Barack Obama. I'm saying up and down the whole gauntlet. That's why we come here and got no black senators right now in the Senate, because blacks don't vote for blacks. Blacks don't vote for blacks. We don't vote for blacks. That's because we have none representing us in the Senate right now. We have 46 blacks in Congress right now because blacks don't vote for blacks. We don't have no blacks in power, Dana, because blacks don't vote for blacks. They go for qualification over color all day long.
And you know what? So you know you need to tell that to these racists that are out here in the United States.
They know that, Dana. They know that. You can look. What I'm telling you, Dana, you can look at it. And what I'm telling you is, it's visible. There ain't no black racist thing. Blacks vote for blacks, because if that was true, Dana, we'll have blacks in the Senate. We have blacks as governors right now, Dana. They know that as a fact.
Here's my question. If he is the first black president.
We don't know, Dana. I ain't talking about the president, Dana. Get off Obama, Dana. I ain't talking about the president. I'm talking about governors, senators, congressmen. I'm talking about governors, senators, congressmen. Because if that was the case, Dana, you're right. My point is proven. Because if we had a black governor running, somebody will take your stance and say, well, he might not be qualified, so I'm going to the white guy. Or a congressman, well, he might not be qualified, I'm going with the white guy. Not saying, come on, let's push the black agenda and get the brother in. They're too scared to show the stigmatism that blacks will vote for blacks. They always want to show the white man that blacks don't stick together. They're quick to say, I'm not voting because he's black. We don't stick together like that. We don't roll like that.
Because it's not a race thing, it's a capability thing. And if that's the case, then why did Caucasian Americans vote for the president? They voted for him because they knew he was the best man for the job.
Why do black folks? Black folks? No, Dana, no. That don't make no. See, you want Barack Obama again. You want Barack Obama again. When more whites voted for Barack Obama and more blacks voted for Hillary Clinton. Off top, it wasn't the black folks that got Barack over Hillary Clinton. It was the white man that got Barack over Hillary Clinton. So what I'm saying, if Barack had to deal with the black man back then, he would have lost it off top like Jesse did, like everybody else did, if it depended on the black man back then, because black people don't vote for black people.
I can't speak for all black people, but I can tell you this.
Jesse would have won. I mean, Carol Lee Brown would have won. The only black, Shirley Chisholm would have won. We've been running since 84. We've been running for president since 84. And if blacks had to depend on blacks, he wouldn't have been in. You see, the white man put him in because blacks roll like you, Dana. Blacks roll like you, Dana. They don't vote for the black man because he's black.
Well, you know what? I would like to think that when it comes to running this country.
No, everybody running this country. No, it's about majority rules and sticking together.
It's about ethnicity.
We're a country full of immigrants and ethnicity. Matter of fact, we got black people saying, well, look at the white man, look at the white man. Always scream. We got black folks always screaming at the white man, separating themselves off top. Well, these racist white people. Are we broken up in groups now? Yeah, we broke up in groups when it comes down to it. We broke up in groups when it comes down to it. Black blame shit on a white man. White man blame shit on a black man. We had two different groups. But the black man will come off the top and say, nah, I ain't rolling it because he's black. Nah. Don't put me with the rest of them niggas. I ain't no black man. I'm a free thinker black man. I don't roll because he's black. Nah. Don't put me like that. I'm independent free thinker. I go for the best candidate. Not to put a black man up. Not to promote a black man. No, matter of fact, if a black man named Herbert Tang was running as a white man, I go for the white man. You know, off top. To prove to you, master ain't that black. To prove to you, master, I'm going to fuck with a white man. I'm so down with you, master, that any black man that come up, master, I'll make sure I give you the vote because he ain't qualified. He just like me. He ain't qualified, master.
So that makes that person almost like a slave, right? Because when you say master, that's a reference. When you say master,
no,
that's
that
a reference.
That a black man will quickly tell a white man that, no, I don't vote for him because he's black. Well, I'll tell you this. I tell a white man all day, yeah, and I'm reproaching with him, yeah, yeah.
If that's the case, then I definitely wouldn't have voted for Sarah Palin, and she's a woman. I'm a woman. If we're trying to find ways to assimilate, then there's all kinds of ways to assimilate. I would have never voted for that woman.
The young Bush. I'll say this. If Hillary Clinton ran against Condoleezza Rice, you might have more in common with Hillary Clinton, the white woman, than the black woman, Condoleezza Rice. Off top. You would vote for Hillary Clinton over Condoleezza Rice. Off top. Because you got more in common with that white woman than you do a black woman. Off top.
How about this?
You'll go over John Kerry over Herman Cain.
I would rather stay at home than vote for Herman Cain.
The point I'm saying is you would rather not support another black man. You would not support another black man over a white person.
My vote is not about color.
Every night on the radio show, Dana, I wouldn't care
if he was a green man, if he was an alien. I would vote for him again. You know why?
You're lying, Dana. Now you're putting color in the game, Dana. I'm sorry. You put color back in the game, Dana. And I'm blue room you one more time because, once again, I say it again. If black people are scared to stand up and say, yeah, I'm voting for him because he's black, and they say I'm looking at qualifications. Right now, they still thinking that a black person ain't even qualified right now. What makes you qualified to be a president? Just to be born in America, 35 years old. That's all you need.
Jimmy, that is Republican rhetoric, and that is just a way to help divide this country.
The country being divided since the white man came over and set the Indians up. The country being divided from slavery, Dana. You mean to tell me the country being together? It ain't never been together none of your lifetime.
Regardless of what President Obama looks like, he is deserving of a second term.
Hey, Dana, that's how we operate, Dana. No, what you're saying is how black folks operate since we've been free. We always quick to say, we don't mess with the black man because he's black. Nah, I don't go to that shop because he's a black-owned store. Nah, for the man because he's black. Nah, I can go downtown. I ain't got to shop my neighborhood no more because he's black. Nah, I ain't going to because you black. Nah. What do you mean? Think of something black? I don't fight black.
I ain't got to be black because I'm black.
Don't categorize me. Don't categorize me because I'm black. No. No, do me like that.
No, okay, so then on the flip side of that then, I guess that means that anybody that went into a black shop only did it because they were black. No, you
yep.
got to forgive yourself.
Yes, it does, because it's called supporting your own. Dana, just like Jews. Hey, Dana, just like Jews will go to a Jewish shop and keep their money in the Jewish community, and like so ethnic groups will go only to their ethnic groups to make sure their ethnic get their money, keep the money in the community. Yes, Dana, most people go on shops because they're black. I can't because you black. I'm spending money because I'm putting money to a black person. It's called economics. But right now, Dana, we don't operate like that. But yet we're quick to scream that the white man is holding us down, the white man got us racist, the white man put me here. But then again, we want to say, well, no, in a brand new world, I'm not in this category. I mean, I'm not dividing the world up, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get down with the white man. I mean, I'm not all black. Don't put me in a room with all black folks. I mean, no categories like that. I'm different. I'm like y'all. I don't think like them. I don't act like them. Just because he look like me, don't mean I'm down with him. No, I'm going on qualifications now. I'm going on qualifications. Not because he look like
me. If that's the case, then the same excuse would be made for Caucasian Americans.
Not the case, Dan. It's not the case.
They only vote because somebody is white. Why is it that people can't vote based on merit? Why is it that people can't have enough intelligence to
see? Hey Dana, be happy Barack Obama's your president right now, because if he was going off your qualifications, what you saying, to be the president, he would not be president. If he was going off what you say a person should be and the qualifications you're running for somebody to be president, he would not be president because he ain't getting nothing to be president.
That?
I mean,
how
no, he came
that?
Up, he
and
came up on the strength.
When he proved that not only is he deserving of a first
no,
term,
no,
Dan,
you said qualification, not deserving,
term,
no, Dana,
said,
not deserving.
Deserving of a third and a fourth term.
Oh, Dana, deserving qualifications are two different things, Dana, you know that. To be qualified, deserves something, two different things. Dana, he deserved it, right? He deserved it. He's a black man, it's about our time, so he deserved that shit. You're right, he deserved it, being black. If Barack Obama was to go by what you just said on the telephone, what you just said here on the radio, if he was to go by your standards, he would not have been president because he was not that qualified, only being elected to the Senate for a year and a half. He just got there.
You know what? Well, he is proving
so,
that
the point of the matter, he deserved it, Dana. Deserved it because everybody black wrong with him because it's his time.
To turn around what was
Dana, you just go on Barack Obama Kool-Aid again. What I'm saying is it's up to you to
make better.
Let's break it down easier. Why they made him run, Dana? They made him run because nobody wants to lose to a woman. None of them cats want to lose to a woman, so put the black guy up there. So it'd be easier. Nobody was losing Hillary Clinton. They just didn't figure on the fact that dude was smoother. They from Chicago. That's the whole deal.
Are you kidding me?
But the point I'm saying, given all of that, he deserved it, Dana.
So,
no. Like you said,
so
he deserved
you,
it.
What you're saying is, when he went out and he killed and he had them catch the terrorists that bombed the World Trade Center, the terrorists
Let's do something. They hit the hit blacks at home. They hit black women. People come out of jail. Let's be some real, Dana. Fuck Osama bin Laden. Let's keep it AIDS, Dana. Talk about that shit. That's more powerful than Osama. No, Dana. Talk about that. Fuck Osama. That's more powerful. That's more powerful argument for your president why he's so alive.
We're still in recession.
The talking points that you got a nigger talking points. All I'm saying, I'm going to say it again. I can give you thousands of reasons why he should be elected. But I'm going to go off top being a black man because he's black and rural. I ain't going to go them thousands of reasons. Period. Because he's black. I can get, like I said, I'm talking about AIDS. You own Osama bin Laden. I'm talking about so many other, what's happening?
If you wear a T-shirt that says, I'm voting for Barack because he's black.
Okay, my fault. Emmy put me wrong on that point. She got T-shirts now stating that out. That's saying that. But the point I'm saying is, let me bring you back in, Dana. I got you in the blue room. You might be saying stuff. I got 34 minutes. The point I'm saying is this, Dana. I silenced you for a second. Emmy threw something out of me. The point I'm saying is this, Dana. People are too ashamed to say, black people are too ashamed to say, yeah, I'm voting for him because he's black. Now what? So what?
You know what? The
so
black
what?
Card is that black card.
So what? No.
If I ask you, Dana,
you should say, yeah, so what? Like, yeah, so
you
what, mean, and? No,
mean,
if I ask anybody,
I'm
if I ask anybody,
you,
it's like, and
you.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. His accomplishment has overshadowed his African-American color.
No, it has not,
okay?
Dana, because you said every day a white man will see him as black,
what he
Dana.
Looks like, okay? And to be caught up in the what race he is has nothing to do with the fact that he has proven time and time and time again that he is deserving of to be president. And it has nothing to do with him being black.
Okay, Dana.
It's everything to do with
you
what
asked
he's
my
doing.
Question. Even today, you still say because he's black that you're still too scared to say I'm voting for the man because he's black. It's all right. You ain't got to say because he's black, I'm down with the man. You ain't got to go like that because then that put you in, like you said, that'll put you in the box of over Herman Cain. So you cannot come out and point blank and say I'm going to vote for Bush because he's black because other black folks might come out and you got to show your true colors and roll with the white man. That's acceptable. But we can never use the white man as being racist, whatever. When we ourselves won't advance our own selves, we cannot say the white man ain't gonna give us a chance when we ourselves won't give us another chance. I mean, well, hey, we can't say the country all messed up when we ourselves won't stick together. We won't stick together because on some black cause. That's just it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I asked your friend yesterday. Well, hey, you vote with Jesse Jackson? Nah, I know, cause people didn't fuck with Jesse Jackson because he was black. And now, you vote for Barack Obama because he's black? No, I'm not voting because he's qualified. You know, people will say because he's black, oh, he's qualified. No. You vote because he's black? No. They say, no. He's qualified. He did a great job. And I'm black, too. And it's going to go on qualifications, not because he's black, because I don't want you to think I want to vote for black folks, because if another black man ran, I ain't going to vote for him. So I'm going to vote this time only because he's qualified, not because he's black. So if somebody else black come up, don't be mad at me because I'm not going to vote for him just because it's only one time only. And if a black Republican come up, I'm not going to look that way because I'm down with you all. I don't go black. I don't vote black. Only vote qualifications. I don't buy black because they don't do work at my house. I'm a good black guy because they're too lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it that as African-Americans, we can't be viewed as having the ability to see a person for who they are and not what they look like.
We do, Dana. Only
why
person we judge
is that
are black
when a person
folks.
Is voting for someone that's black and they're black, then the excuse is that they're doing it because he's black. Why can't
hey,
we be
Dana.
Looking at it because of his capabilities? Why couldn't we
hey,
look
Dana,
at it because of what he's done?
Well, Dana,
why is
so bogus, Dana, because...
We're all American.
Dana, that don't make no
American
sense, Dana.
Race. It's American
hey,
race.
Hey, Dana, if that
it's
was true,
race.
Dana, how many blacks are in power right now in America?
I don't know.
You mean to tell me only white folks running? Only white folks running for governors? Only white folks running for senators? You mean to tell me only the white man running? No, Dana, there's blacks running, but blacks don't vote for blacks because they think like you. That's not going to mean no blacks in the Senate or the Congress or governors. That's how come, because of that rule right there. They think like that, and that's how come we ain't got no power, because they
no,
think like
Jim,
that.
I'm not removing, I'm not taking away the power from the black people, because
I mean,
I'm
no, because
the
only way to get power is by putting people in power, Dana.
saying that the only way you have power is by putting people in power.
How is it that, you know what, see, that's the thing. As long as we sit around trying to figure out who's black and voting for people just because they're black, we don't win, Jimmy. I want racism to stop in the United States.
Well, Dana, you're helping it. Dana, you've been helping it, Dana.
As long as if a person says that just because a race makes them qualified or not qualified or undeserving or deserving, then guess what? It also feeds into those same stereotypes that keep us out.
Hey, Dana, see, that's the boogeyman. The white man put that stereotype on black so it can be divided right there. The white man put the stereotype on all blacks together. The stereotype is, Dana, that all blacks stick together, Dana. Ain't that a lie? All blacks look out for each other, Dana. Ain't that a lie? Come on, you black. Don't buy that stereotype. You live it, Dana.
You live that stereotype, Dana.
You live that stereotype, and you know it's false. So that's why it's a fake stereotype. You cannot say that the stereotype is all blacks together, and you're black, and you know it's a lie. You know, you're a lie. You know, that's a
you
lie.
Know why?
So we
just
cannot
because a person is black does not automatically give them a passport into the club.
So, Dana, that stereotype is full of shit. Because everybody black thinks like we just said right there, talk like that right there, Dana. So, therefore, that stereotype don't even exist. It's something that we use to justify us not rolling together. It's a made-up nigga stereotype.
When people prevent us from having things just because we're black, when people don't hire us just because we have names that could be black or our skin is a little bit too tan, all of those things are racism, okay?
But dang, a white man won't hire a black man, Dana.
Americans buy into this fact that just because it's a black person, that makes them also automatically acceptable, we're wrong too. We can't get
wrong,
rid
Dana,
of racism
but we, black, the
by
black
promoting
man don't count,
racist
Dana.
Behaviors and racist
Dana.
Statements and racist actions.
Okay, Dana,
I
you're
would
black.
Like to think that at some point in this world, at some point in this United States, we can get past the fact that people are a certain color. My God, slavery has been ended for over 100 years. At what point can we as black people be judged based on our qualifications, based on our character, not our characteristics? At what point can we as black people get past the I'm black? We can't do that as long as we keep on pushing that stuff that says that just because you're black, you're deserving. You know why? Because that same statement is what's being used to keep us out. That's why. See, I don't vote for anybody because they're black. I vote for them because they're capable. Because you will have black people that will do black people wrong, just like you will have Caucasian people that will do black people wrong, just like you'll have Asian people that will do black people wrong, just like you'll have Latino people that do black people wrong. Being black does not automatically make you a member of the club. It doesn't. So if I want to get past these racist behaviors,
what does, Dana, what makes you a member of the club?
I can't promote them. I can't promote them. That's how it goes. I
Dana.
Vote for President Obama because he's capable, he's deserving, not because he's black. There's a whole bunch of black ones that are undeserving, and I wouldn't vote for them. President Obama is deserving of his candidacy. He is deserving of his election. He is deserving of his title as the President of the United States of America. And it's not because he's black. It's because he's handling his...
I cut you off at handling the business part, Dane. I'm sorry. I just going to say it all night long, and you bringing it back to Obama. This ain't about Obama. See, you want to bring it back to Obama. It ain't about Obama. All I'm saying is there's a special club that black folks belong in. I'm not in that club that you talk about because I let all blacks in the club because they black. I go off what I see first. Then I go off what I hear. Then I go off your actions from that point on. But I'm going strictly off the fact because you look like me. And if you look like me, you need to be helped. If you need to be helped, I'm going to help you out. And if you prove me that you do not deserve my help. But I'm going to give you a shot because you're black. That's like somebody saying, just because he's black, I got to hire a black contractor because he's black. I got to hire a black painter because he's black. No, black folks, they do a bad job. See, that whole philosophy, you on Obama, that whole philosophy rose right down to our whole characteristics as humans since we came off the fucking plantation. We've been trying to prove off and down that blacks are in a certain club, which I don't like getting that club. The only club I know to put you in a black club is your fucking face. The only club that stop a cop from getting you is you look black shooting the head. Because you're in that club. You can pull it over, you black. There ain't no special car. Hey, I'm over white club. No. Point I'm saying is this. The day black people start saying, yeah, I did it because he's black. And what? And I'm proud to say, yeah, well, because he's black. So what? He's doing great. I ain't got to put the job out because you ain't got to even sell what good job he's doing. You ain't got to sell it. You can feel it and see it. But the point of the matter is, if people are too scared to say, yeah, because he's black. Yeah. And what? You know, because the man is black. And if people don't vote for him because he's black, because they didn't. The funny part about it, the same thing you're saying was the same argument people gave me for voting for Hillary Clinton. No, because you bet I ain't got to vote for him. The same argument. It was until people realized Clinton about to lose, and they jumped ship like, oh, I'm wrong with Obama now. Yeah, because the black man about to do it. Everybody out there in the park, a black man finally did it. We finally got our race relationship. Race relationship is over in America. We finally did it. Everybody screaming that shit because he's black. Everybody act like that was so long ago. Everybody act like that was just yesterday.
Post-racial.
You know, we're moving into this post-racial society because white voted for black. And they thought that would never, ever happen. See, they thought that a white man would never lose to a black man because a white man would never vote for a black man. They know that a black man won't vote for a black man because they got the game on lock. They got the game on lock. If the white man vote for the black man's in. Because the blacks ain't going to vote for the black man because they don't feel he's qualified. That's the idea. We never qualified.
Jimmy, this is the craziest discussion in the world. Because that just goes to show you that when black people went and voted for President Obama, it wasn't because he was black.
Dana, if you look at the numbers, when black when Obama came out, Hillary Clinton had more of a black percentage over Barack Obama. It was not until the Yes We Can speech when the broad really, I mean, I'm going right before the primary, just go from the primary, roll up and start when everybody was all in it. Now when everybody started dropping out,
if it's a black person running, We're not, but see, that is a way.
Dana, you're right. My scenario would never, ever happen. Black people in America would never rule with black people. Period. We'll find a hole at the bottom of their shoe and say, because the nigga got some hole, a gum on his shoe, fuck him. He ain't clean enough for me. Blacks don't roll with blacks, Dana. It's not true. And that's the problem with blacks right there.
It's not true. We don't even get to go off your argument, Dana.
If your argument is to be true, Dana.
You don't get the chance in this United States that we're deserving. It's because people are too busy seeing us for black and not seeing us for capable.
Hey, Dana,
That is the reason why.
You are going to consciously, Dana. It's not because you're not capable. If somebody,
society with their racist views, feel that you're not deserving, and why do they feel like you're not
deserving? Dana, what about the black racist?
Qualified, not
Dana, what about the black
racist
that hate black folks?
Not because you're not skilled, it's because you're black.
Oh, that's what Dana, because I'm black. Because you're black, not because you're skilled. Because a white man ain't going to look at your skill, your
right
color.
Now,
white man going to look at you and
right
say,
now,
you're not qualified because you're black. But the white man, the black person.
As I look around, and you don't see a whole bunch of African-American representation in a lot of these businesses, it has nothing to do with the fact that they're not, that we're not deserving.
Dana, it's like this. Everything you're saying is correct. I ain't got no argument with you. My point has been proven. Point the fuck blank. My utopia of black power will never be accomplished. Your YouTube of black power is already here and moving and advancing forward even more.
You know
that's why
mean,
we have no black business. That's why, that, Dana,
be,
after we came out of the civil rights movement, nobody wants to buy
black
no more.
American.
No, Dana,
okay?
we ain't
and
got
I want the opportunity to have the American dream. And not because I'm black.
Hey, Dana, how about this? The American dream is the black man's dream because everybody that's, let's say, 1945, they came off Ellis Island. Ellis Island stood down in 1945. You can go, your great-grandmama's an American. My great-grandma's an American. Their great-grandmama's a foreigner. The American dream is our dream. No, the American dream is our dream. After the Civil War, they was wiped out. They import Europeans in here. The only American, true American outside of Native American Indians is the descendant of slaves because they was here after the war. It's here before the war. Their numbers are diluted that every European American, every white person you'll meet today, grandma or their great grandma is from Europe or a foreign country. They cannot even go to America. The American dream is what we make it. The American dream is Martin Luther King made the dream. It ain't with a 2-car in a garage and a fat little dog and a cat. It's King's dream, a black man's dream. That's what I'm saying. American dream is a black man's dream.
When Martin Luther King was making strides in the United States, he didn't just make strides because he's black and only black people.
Oh, my God.
That's not
he
why.
Make strides,
he made,
black, Dana.
He made strides
Dana, 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 stop. Dana,
other
Dana.
American,
they threw bricks at him because he was black, Dana.
Other
he couldn't get served at a restaurant because he was black, Dana. Dana.
And it wasn't because he was black. You had Latinos out there. You had Caucasians out there.
Hey, Dana, he got arrested in Woolworth because he was black. They threw bricks at him, Dana, because he was black. They sent them back out of Chicago like, nigga, go back down south because he's black. And I guess what, Dana? Some blacks were throwing bricks at him, too, because they was like saying, hey, this nigga don't speak for us. This black man don't speak for all of us. This black man ain't qualified to speak for all of us. Who is this black man? And niggas threw rocks at him too, Dana. I mean, we can go on and 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 on. And you're right, Dana. Blacks ain't got to vote for blacks because they black. We ain't got to shop at black stores because it's black. We go downtown now. We can go to Macy's now. We ain't got to give our money to this black man. I ain't got to call this black man in my house no more. I ain't this white guy now. Because white guy right now, he's taking my money now. Before he didn't take it, now he's taking it. Now, I'm just white man. Hey, I don't shop black because it's black. Don't put me in that category. I have money anywhere. I mean, that's how we are now.
I'm not saying that black people should avoid black people.
It's about supporting each other.
Because you know what? When you make black the only qualification, you look past the education. You look past the skill. You look past the deserving. You look past the know-how. You look past all those things that are the reason we deserve to be where we are. When we're in positions of power, and it has nothing to do with the color of our skin, and it has everything to do with the content of our character and the capabilities that we have. That's what I'm saying for you. When you make black the only qualifier, then you lose all those other things that we are deserving for.
You're right, Dana. Hey, Dana, you're right, because that's how blacks been rolling with since the 60s. We don't go on color skin. We go on content and character, and that's why we don't go for nobody black because of the color of their skin. We go for white because of the content of their character, off top. We
so
don't be close to
the black people wouldn't have content and character, too, then, if that's the case.
Dana, Dana. King was asking a white man to look at the black man, not for his face, but look at him inside. Let's flip it around. The black man, we do the same damn thing. We don't look at the white man for his color. We go on his content of character and deal with him off his character. That's what we do. Now, then we complain about the white man not looking at us for our content of character. But instead of saying, well, forget you, man, so I'm gonna support my own. I'm going to do my own. But we got the option. We got the option to not go on the color of skin, but the quality of the person. If that person get better quality, I'll go that person. Yeah, I know that black man get out of business. Well, hey, it's not my fault. Ain't my fault. See, that's why blacks ain't got nothing right now, and we ain't gonna never have nothing right now.
We
look at that content of character instead of color of skin. I mean, it's only a way we gotta lift these dirty content and characters, black people up. If you lift the dirty content and characters, black people up.
It's
content and characters,
it has
name.
Nothing to do with. It doesn't have nothing
it
to
does,
do with
Dana.
The fact that
it's
we're
a
black.
Mentality, Dana.
Other than
it's a mentality.
The fact that society looks at us because we're black and
no,
they keep us out.
What about black society, Dana? What about black society? How does black society look at black people? Do they look at black society? Do black people look at black society like white people look at black society? If that's the case, then that's why blacks ain't moved up, because we treat each other like the white man treat us.
I don't think that black people look at black people like Caucasians look at us. And I'll tell you why.
A Caucasian won't go get a black painter or a black mechanic or a black barber. Neither will a white, come on, let's be real. A black person will take their car to the white man over a black man because of some preconceived notion. Or go to somebody white or somebody black because of some preconceived stereotype. You know, but these preconceived stereotypes that black people have about each other. And the funny part about it, Dana.
That's because of the way we have been so mentally mistreated in society that sometimes there's some of us that will think that way. But
Dana,
it's not because
bottom line is, never be scared, Dana, to say because I'm black.
They did a study on some little girls, and that study was done with dogs.
And I know, the girl said that dog was black and ugly, just like me. I remember that story, and the little girl said the white dog so negatively
throughout society. When those little girls picked those dogs, guess what? They didn't pick dogs that look like them, and it had nothing to do with black people treating them that way.
Hey, Dana, they're about your age right now. Hey, Dana, those girls right now are about your age, and I bet you, if I was asked that girl right now, hey, would you vote for Barack Obama because he's black? She'd tell me no. No, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't. I mean, point blank, not because he's black, he's qualified. People scared to say because he's black.
Jimmy, black
because he's black
does not automatically make somebody
scared,
qualified.
Black. People scared to say I'm a black man. I'm African American. People scared to say I'm black, and I'm proud. And I did because he's black. I'm rolling with him because he's black. I'm down because he's black. I'm marching with him because he's black. He looks like me, I'm going to give a man a chance. Now, not let me see what his qualifications are. Nah, let's go. A black man got a plan. Black on black. Black power. Black stand up. Black help each other out. Let's go. Let's march. Don't talk about it. Be about it. When it comes down to see, listen. We always say the white man getting us, white man getting us. We don't support all black. If you're all black, black into it all in, then you just scream, the white man getting me. But if you're going on some more, well, I vote for the white man too. I'm down with the white man too. Don't be mad when the white man bites you back or come back and get you, because in the end, we're going to scream, oh, he's racist. Well, you know how that snake is when he picked him up. You know how that shit is when he picked him up. We cannot scream racism, racism, racism. We won't even support ourselves. We can't give a black man a chance because let me see his competition.
Racism is what creates the fact that just because somebody's black automatically means that they should be whatever when it comes to a black person. But those same rules are keeping us out. They're not allowing us to come into the party.
Dana, because we don't need the party,
black.
Dana. We don't need that party, Dana. That's a problem. What party do we need?
Hey,
Dana,
because of what we know and what we can do and our capabilities and our education and our knowledge. That's what's happening. When you allow things like that to occur, guess what? It doesn't work for you. It works against you. And in this society where businesses are not filled with people that look like me, I don't want people to judge me based on what I look like. I want them to judge me on what I'm capable of, because guess what? When I bring
that's
my
not possible, Dana.
To the table,
Dana, that's not possible because God gave you sight.
Dana,
we're all prejudiced. Were you fat, black, skinny, blonde, blue hair, red hair, crooked nose, fat feet? I might not like you because your feet too big. I might not like you because you're too tall than me. And, I mean, the first thing you see is the first thing that's going to discriminate against you, and it might not even be your color. It might be your breath or your nose. So we can't even go. It might be your eyes, because some white folks think, oh, you got blue eyes. I mean, there is discrimination up and down, way beyond black and white. You can go brown and white. You can go white on white. You can go Irish and Polacks. The point I'm saying is, what party do we need? The only party that blacks need is the black party, enrolled ourselves so we can prosper and develop wealth and institutions. You can never do all those things trying to incorporate or be or assimilate. That's the point I'm saying. And if anybody think that's wrong or that's a fake prescription, I mean, hell, it's not. It's the only thing that we should have done off the plantations that we have not done and we're still not going to do, because we want to say, no, not because I'm black. I mean, we've been saying that ever since they freed us and since the Civil War. No, I'm not doing it because he's black. I'm with y'all. No. I know he's black. I think I'm down with because he's black. No. That don't mean nothing because he's black. I'm like him. No. We've been saying that shit since the plantation. Now, here it is, 2012. In 2012, we're still saying the same damn thing. We're too scared to say, yeah, I'm down with him because he's black. What up now? And what? So what? I mean, people are scared to say that was with O.J. Simpson when that trial happened. Knowing damn well in their heart they was with O.J. You know, no way. Let's hope he got off over the cold Brown Simpson. Even though they might have said it in public, it didn't work. They silently cheered when O.J. won. Why? Because he was black. And nobody was going to say a black man go down.
No one's
going to say that out loud now.
I still don't think O.J. did it. And
it was
his
son. We
were
O.J.
I'm just
showing that. It was his son. But the point I'm saying, Dana, that's when you saw how polarizing, Dana.
Because you're black is because you stole my money. You used my drugs. You did something to me that you shouldn't have done. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he's black.
Dana, in the five minutes I got, why don't you ask everybody in the room right now the O.J. question? Were they happy O.J. got off because he's black? Right now.
Okay. Okay, you guys. Okay, so who followed O.J. Simpson that's in the room? Did you follow O.J. Simpson, Charles? Okay, do you think that O.J., hold on, I'm going to pose the question. Do you think that O.J. Simpson got off because he was black?
No, Dana. No, that was not the question. That's not the question.
Hold on,
O.J.
Hold on. Jimmy. Yes. We got a lawyer in the house. Excuse me.
That was not the question. The question was in the 4 minutes that I got left.
Excuse me, Madam Clergy in the black shirt. We got a lawyer in the house, Jimmy. Hold on. We got a lawyer in the house. Excuse me, Madam Clergy.
I think it was harder for him to put on a fair defense because he was black.
What?
Wait, one more time. Are you talking about OJ?
I'm talking about OJ.
What did you say?
I think it was harder for him to put on a fair defense because he was black.
I would like to magnify what she said. She said it was harder for him because he was black.
Ask her when he got off, did she cheer?
And oh, wait, what is it?
No,
and
no, that's the question. Dana, I got 3 minutes, Dana. When
and
he got off, did they cheer?
I didn't want to repeat that part, but I got she said that it was harder because he was black.
Oh, Dana.
Not easier.
Oh, I'm saying this, Dana. In 3 minutes, I get off.
Easier.
Did they cheer for OJ when he got off?
I cheer because he was not guilty.
No, oh, because he's not guilty, Dana. Because he's black. Because he was black, Dana. There you go. You even can't say you cheer for OJ because he's black, Dana. Lord have mercy. You've been institutionalized. Listen, Dana. I got 3 minutes. Go ahead and say your goodbyes, because everybody black knows they wrote OJ because he's black. It was the best game in town. Okay, I got 347, Dan. Why don't you go to
Jimmy, you know what I want. I want peace and love in this world, and I don't want it to be based on what somebody looked like. I want it to be because of the content of their character. I want to be judged based on the content of my character, not by what I look like, okay? And I'm hoping that at some point we as Americans can start to see each other for who we are. We are Americans. We just happen to belong to a different race or a different culture. But guess
Dana,
what? At the end of the day, we're
the world,
all the same, Jimmy. All the
Dana,
same.
Hey, Dana, I'm like this. I don't want the game to change when we control the game. The game is the game. Don't change the game in the middle of the game. We're winning now. It's too late for that now. We're winning now. We're winning now. Ain't no, we're winning now, and by 2035, they're the minority. They're the minority. Don't need to change the game up. Play by their rules and keep the game going. It's your rules. I'm playing the game to win. That's how it goes, Dana. Now.
But the game is about America.
And yeah,
we're
American. And America, we're winning now. No, and America,
it's the American game, Jimmy. Not just for black.
Dana, y'all fucked them to death, Dana. Let me tell you something. You got Barack Obama, the son of a white mother and a black father, and a white American mother, by the record. Now, when that white grandparents only had one child, when they had one child, a female, and their grandson ain't white no more. So his grandparents no longer are white again. His mother is out the door. So the last of the Obama, whatever his mother's name was, that existence no longer is existence now more, because Obama had two daughters who are going to have black babies. And so from that point on, that side is no longer gone, and that's why they're going to be minority by the age of 2025. So it's their game that I'm playing, and I'm winning. So I'll see y'all tomorrow, I guess, on New Music Thursday. You with us, Dana?
Good night, Jimmy. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Good night. May your God be with you.
Everyone.
Forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me do it. Idle women make me hate tonight. Career is homicidal, it'll kill a social life. Bypass a friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, up and down, I can't get the motion right. Trying to rock the wave, with it life become so ocean-like. Gotta show tomorrow, so the flag is happening tonight. Being soon too, I can't go back to an open life. I would like, I would love, open near a steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day, my lonely nights are never sober, looking for that bubble pulling, never find it in the cola, abusing prescriptions, hoping happiness coming closer, I'm hopeful, but I'm noticed, the journey far from over, no pain, no gain, hoping the pain will bring me closer, dream about success, the thought is just so heavenly, tonight I say a prayer, and I ain't aware the heavens be me.